practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth on this Lord's Day. Let's begin the program today with a song that's entitled Trust the Truth.
We wonder if truth can be found. Lifting up man has let us down. The fallen and broken fill the pages of time.
One thing we've learned from our past, God's word is the word that will last. When we give him our trust, truth is the promise we find.
Trust the truth of his promises. Trust the truth of his word. God's word will lead us. No one can deceive us. His truth forever has freed us. Trust the truth of our God.
Looking ahead, days we face, those of this world will take their place, lifting their gods and the dreams in their mind.
Children will search for a word to trust. They will find truth if they see it in us. So we must lift up the word, the way, the truth, and the light.
Trust the truth of his promises. Trust the truth of his word. God's word will lead us. No one can deceive us. His truth forever has freed us. Trust the truth of our God. Trust the truth.
Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever.
Trust the truth.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
Trust the truth.
For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth.
Trust the truth.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
God's word will lead us. No one can deceive us. His truth forever has freed us. Trust the truth of our God. Trust the trust the truth. Trust the truth of our God.
I'll tell you, that's such a true song, is it not? We live in a day when there are those who say there is no such thing as absolute truth. And yet we know there is absolute truth. It is in the Word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ made reference to that in John chapter 17 when he was praying to his Father in heaven, that great high priestly prayer is what we often refer to it as, where in John chapter 17 and verse 17, the Lord Jesus Christ said this, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." If you and I want to know truth, we find it in the Word of God. And the more we are in the Word of God, we know the truth of God much more. So I trust that each and every one of us will spend time in God's Word so that we might grow in the truth of God. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and certainly if we can serve you in any way spiritually here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, please do not hesitate to contact us. We would love to have you reach out to us with a prayer request or with a question about the Bible. Or maybe you're even going through a spiritual time that you just need some help and comfort and guidance and direction. We would certainly be delighted to help you in any way that we can. You may call us at 814-944-2894 or email us at fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then, of course, our website is www.fbcaltoona.org. And through that website, you can contact us as well. But it is our delight to be able to minister to you beyond this radio program. If you have a prayer request and you send it in, we truly will pray for you and pray with you. And I might say that we receive prayer requests into the ministry on a regular basis, not only from here in central Pennsylvania, but throughout this nation and around the world. And we love to pray and pray for people. This past week here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we had our annual week of prayer and prayer conference. And each night, Sunday through Wednesday, we gathered together here to church to pray. And a part of that prayer time was not just praying for our ministry, but praying for others who we might be able to help and serve through our ministry. And perhaps that includes you as well. So if we can serve you spiritually speaking, please don't hesitate to contact us. And as I say practically every Sunday morning, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, would you do so today? Remember, the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Again, it's Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 that says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I encourage you to do that today. The result of that will be you will have the forgiveness of sins, you will have the presence of God in your life, and you will have the assurance of heaven when this life is over. If you do not receive Christ as Savior, well, you don't have much of a positive future to look forward to. The Bible says that those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be cast into the eternal lake of fire. So you have a choice, either to spend eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven or to spend eternity separated from Jesus Christ in hell and the lake of fire. The choice is up to you. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved, and heaven will be yours. And again, if we can help you in that in any way, shape, or form, please do not hesitate to contact us. We would love to have you drop by and visit us sometime. We have Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, in the midweek, we have prayer meeting and Bible study at 7 o'clock for the adults. And then at 6:30, we also have our children and youth ministry. And I would encourage you to be praying for that children and youth ministry, because we reach out into the homes of a number of the people in the inner city of Altoona. And I will tell you, there are many spiritual needs there. So please pray for us as we reach out into these homes and families, that we might not be able to only reach the children for Christ, but their families as well. Let us pray. Father, we thank you and praise you once again for the great opportunity it is to be gathered around the radio. We thank you for this, another one of your days, the Lord's Day, Sunday. And I pray, Father, that truly everyone under the sound of my voice will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today where they can fellowship with others and grow in your word and just worship you in spirit and in truth. But Father, I also pray that you will take this broadcast and use it for your glory. We have a plan, but you have a purpose. And I pray, Lord, that your purpose for this program will be fulfilled today to honor you, to bring souls to Christ, and to encourage and edify the believer. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's a medley that I trust that you will enjoy this morning. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. John, chapter 14, and I would like to read verses 1, 2, and 3, where the Lord Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, John chapter 14, verses 1, 2, and 3. And now before I deliver a message entitled The Comfort of God, let's listen to a song of comfort. It's entitled, It Is Well With My Soul.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll,
the things that each and every one of us need from time to time, and I might say a lot of the time, is that of comfort. And many times when we are going through a difficulty or a trial or a disappointment or a heartache, even a heartbreak, we find that it is a difficult thing to find comfort from other people. And many times people will come to us and say, I understand what you're going through, and maybe they do and maybe they don't. And folks will say to us, if there's anything I can do for you, let me know. And that's gracious, and we appreciate that. But sometimes the comfort that we receive from other people is very limited. But, beloved, when we need comfort, all of the comfort that we need is available to us from God Himself. If you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Because there we find that the Apostle Paul is speaking about the God of comfort and the comfort that God gives. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and I would like to read with you verses 2 through 5. There we find these words. It says, Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 2 through 5. And it's interesting, as we look at that passage of Scripture, that the word comfort is mentioned five times. And I think that any time we find one word mentioned in the Word of God, that's important. But when it's mentioned five times in a short passage of Scripture, it should get our attention. It tells us there that God is the God of all comfort, and He comforts us in anything and everything that we face, that we might use the comfort that He has given us to comfort others who are going through difficulties as well. But there's an interesting thing that we note as we look at this text, and that is the fact that the foundation or the basis of God's comfort to us is the fact that He is the Father of mercies. Do you see that there in verse 3? He says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies." Now, the idea of mercy talks about God's loving kindness. It talks about God's pity that He has toward us. It talks about the fact that God is very, very concerned for us. And so one of the reasons why He comforts us in the time of need is that He has great concern for us. As a matter of fact, I've often said that God cares more for us than we care for ourselves. And therefore, He is able to comfort us and to strengthen us in the time of need. But God is the God of all comfort. And just a couple of things to take into consideration concerning the comfort of God. First of all, throughout the pages of Scripture, we find that God's comfort is promised. Even the Lord Jesus Christ, before He went to the cross of Calvary and then eventually ascended back up into heaven, was speaking to His disciples. And in John chapter 14 and verse 18, He said, "I will not leave you comfortless." And of course, when we study that context, we see that He was talking about sending the Holy Spirit, who is the great comforter, to come alongside of us and to help us in the time of need. And the fact of the matter is, no matter what we face in our life as a Christian, we have within us the Holy Spirit who is there to come alongside of us and help us and strengthen us and comfort us in the time of need. So God's comfort is promised. Secondly, God's comfort is perfect. As I said a moment ago, when we go through a difficulty, many times others will reach out to us and say, "Well, I understand what you're going through," and they want to comfort us, but they really don't know how to do it. And the comfort that they give is quite limited. But you see, God knows everything that we are going through. He knows the intensity of the trial, the intensity of the heartache, the intensity of the situation, and the comfort that He gives to us is perfect. But then thirdly, God's comfort is personal. It is personal. In other words, He just does not throw out His comfort in some kind of a general way, but He knows exactly what you and I are going through. He knows everything about the situation that we are facing. He knows how much we hurt. He knows how much our sorrow is. And so when He comforts us, the comfort that He gives to us is very, very personal because He knows everything that goes on in us in the personal way, in the personal matter. I am thankful that God is a personal God who cares for us and reaches out to us and supplies our need no matter what it is. And then God's comfort is powerful. It is powerful. No matter what the trial or the situation is that we face, when God's comfort comes to us, it just gives us that peace that passes all understanding, and it gives us that strength that we need to go through the circumstances of life. Aren't you thankful for the comfort of God? God's comfort is promised in the Word of God. God's comfort is perfect. God's comfort is personal, and God's comfort is powerful. But what are we to do with the comfort that God gives us? Well, certainly we should praise Him for that. There's no doubt about that. But in verse 4 of 2 Corinthians 1, it tells us that we are to comfort others with the same comfort that God has comforted us with as we've gone through the trials of life. In other words, when God has comforted us, there are certain lessons that we have learned and that we will learn. And there's no doubt about that. And the lessons that we have learned through the comfort that God gives to us, we are to share with others as well. As God reaches out to us and comforts us, even though our comfort that we have to give to other people may be rather limited, we should still reach out to them and comfort them, pray with them, share the Word of God with them, and do what we can to build them and to strengthen them in the things of the Lord. How does God's comfort come to us? Well, through the Holy Spirit, as I mentioned earlier in John chapter 14 and 15 and 16, the Lord Jesus is speaking about the Holy Spirit, who is the divine comforter. And so when we go through the difficulties of life, the Holy Spirit begins to work in our hearts to give comfort. But then we also derive God's comfort through His Word. When we are in the Word of God, He will direct us to passages of Scripture that will give to us the exact bit of comfort that we need. And praise the Lord for that. And so as God comforts us, let's give Him the praise, but let's also reach out to others and do what we can to comfort them in their time of need. Thank God for the fact that He is there for us all of the time. I do trust that you know Him through faith in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, please today call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you, and He will. And then as you go through the difficulties of life, you can rest assured that God will be there to comfort you in the exact way that you need it. His comfort is promised, perfect, personal, and powerful. To God be the glory. Well, thank you so much for joining us by way of radio. Until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say, the best is yet to come. Amen.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.